Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and all major podcast providers. So if you can't catch the show live, you can download it or simply use our free podcast player, which is available on our website at www.theorganicview.com. If you'd like to connect with us, please post a question on our wall on Facebook or send me a tweet at June Stoyer on Twitter. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@theorganicview.com. Today's show is sponsored by Austria's Finest Naturally Authentic Pumpkin Seeds and Pumpkin Seed Oil from the Steiermark, available at organicuniverse.com. Listeners of The Organic View can receive $1 off their purchase by using the coupon code ORGVIEW. That's ORGVIEW. Also, don't forget to check out our contest section on our website to submit your information for our free monthly giveaways. For more information, please visit our website at www.theorganicview.com/contests. What would you do if you lost your husband to a toxic chemical? What if you knew that there was an ingredient in food and other products that can give children seizures? What if you knew that many of the choices consumers make could severely impact their health? What if you knew airline pilots could be risking the lives of their crew and their passengers just by consuming artificially sweetened soda? This is what Judge Mary Nash Stoddard has devoted her life to. She's a 30-year veteran advocate and authority on artificial sweeteners. So I'd like to welcome to the show Judge Mary Nash Stoddard. Thank you, Mary, so much for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, June. I appreciate the opportunity.
I want to share with our listeners your journey because I think it's one that is truly inspirational and also something that has really helped people to make better choices. So if you could take us back, how did you get involved with your advocacy?
Actually, the advocacy or the issue found me. I didn't find it. It found me, and I was almost thrown into it reluctantly because I had been a caregiver for my terminally ill husband who died with a brain tumor in January of 1985. After 6 months prior to his death, he had been exposed to Equal in his hot coffee every morning for a number of days, and that precipitated his brain hemorrhage. And so I was his caregiver, and that was what I was focused on. I also wanted to study the neurology of what was going on in the brain with the brain hemorrhage and with the MRIs and with the neurology behind what somebody goes through when they're ill with this sort of neurological assault on the body and brain. And after his death, I was grieving, of course. It was horrible. But at the same time, I happened to see a story on television with my partner, James Turner, talking about people having brain bleeds, brain hemorrhages, brain cancers, seizures, all these other things like MS and vision problems, all kinds of things. And I couldn't wait to get in touch with him. So I called Washington and called all over until I finally got him. And he told me that this was indeed damaging people all over the country and the world, and that he and Dr. John Olney had studied this issue and topic and fully believed after looking over the tests that had been falsified that this was on the market illegally. Well, having a background, June, as a judge in the legal profession and arena, I was served a full time as an appointed judge for the state of Texas and dealt with the law. And I realized, because I believe in the law and our legal system, I think the law should be followed. And when I found out that the drug company indeed falsified the test, broke the law, should have been incarcerated for it, they weren't. Instead, they were rewarded by getting the FDA approval through spurious means, you know, definitely illegal because it violated the Delaney Clause. Anything, June, that causes cancer in lab animals or humans must not be approved by the FDA. And so they went against federal law and approved it anyway, they being the Arthur Hull Hayes Jr., the FDA director. So anyway, James Turner kind of took me under his wing and educated me and brought me along, and he found that my background in legal matters, as well as my background as an investigative journalist, and eventually a member of the Radio Hall of Fame, he said, "We need you on our side." He said, "I can't do it all. I'm just one person." And he said, "What we need is somebody like you to head this thing up." And so we are doing lawsuits. He said, "You might want to help with those." I did get involved in a big way, and not really thinking it would ever last. You know, I thought aspartame, once the truth was known and was out there, would surely be off the market in a very short time. Well, boy, was I wrong. Very Pollyannish, naive, I guess you'd say. Didn't know the realities of the political intrigue, and it was not a question of science and good science or bad science. It was a question of who knew who, the good old boy system. Donald Rumsfeld was CEO of the pharmaceutical house that pushed it through. And so, you know, I got a real quick education in the politics of drug approvals and the FDA. Not too long after I began, I was invited to testify at the Senate hearings on aspartame safety, November 3rd, 1987, after I had started the Aspartame Consumer Safety Network. The pilot line wasn't in place yet, so I gave testimony with a number of other people, friends of mine, and my partner, James Turner, and Dr. John Olney and Dr. Richard Wortman at MIT, with so many others from Emory University, with Dr. Woodrow Monty from Arizona, who was an expert on wood alcohol methanol. And I sat there and listened to these people and came home with a renewed interest and determination to address this, because as Turner told me, nobody else either had the nerve or I don't know how you would explain it, but nobody else was out there like I was able to be. He said, "What else do you have to do?" And I said, "Well, a lot. I need to make a living and get a life." And he said, "Well, do this." And I said, "Okay, how am I going to do it? How do I fight this big industry that I'm up against?" I said, what keeps them from suing me?" And he said the truth. And I've never forgotten that. He said, "Always tell the truth, and the truth will set you free, and it will get you where you need to be." But he said, "Don't ever forget that, and that will get you through it." Well, for 30 years, that advice has kept me going, and I'm thrilled to be here today, June, helping other people. I did meet a pilot, an F-16 pilot, at the Senate hearings, and he testified about having seizures on the flight line in front of his commanding officer in Seoul, Korea. He was drinking a Kool-Aid-type drink sweetened with aspartame. And so he said to me, "We need a hotline." He said, "The FAA won't do it. They won't go against a fellow agency, the FDA. But," he said, "you can do it." So all these people were telling me, you can do it. And they had faith in me, and I didn't want to let them down, and I didn't want to let the memory of my husband down. I didn't want his death to be in vain. I didn't want children suffering seizures and cancers and all the things that we now know aspartame causes and can prove it. All the independent research I learned shows that it causes harm. All the corporate-sponsored research shows that it's safe and natural, like the tobacco industry and like the cigarette issue and battle and the whistleblowers against the tobacco industry. I'm now the whistleblower, I guess, of record for the aspartame issue, and James Turner and I. So that's how it began and has continued over the years. And I am honored to have been chosen to do it. It's my pleasure and my life, as you said, because it is helping people. And I get feedback every day from people saying, you're saving lives. Don't ever stop. So that's where I am now, and so much in the intervening years to stories to tell and parents who've come to me with children who have actually died from using this stuff, and their doctors confirm it. You know, there were 5 deaths recorded at the FDA prior to 1987 on aspartame. And these were medically documented. They had doctors' reports, autopsies, everything that led to that conclusion. And so I thought, what more could I do than this? You know, I can't do anything less than this, I guess. And so it's been a struggle, a challenge, but I know that I have been given the skills to do this leading up to this point in my life through no real fault of my own, I guess. I got into broadcasting, became an investigative journalist, so I knew how to dig for a story and get the truth from people who didn't want to give it to me. And so those skills have served me well in this campaign, and I call it an educational and awareness campaign, June. I don't call it a battle, really. We are for good health. We're for healthy products, healthy food, organic, unadulterated food, real food. And so that's what I'm trying to get out there and teach. On the college and university level, I've been a visiting professor at American University, which voted me their favorite visiting professor that year. I have taught this, actually, I've been paid to teach this at UT Southwestern Medical School, a class in it, because they couldn't find a doctor who knew as much as I did about it. And so, you know, that's where I am today, and I am considered an expert witness and an expert in this arena because I have worked hard. I've done my homework. I have worked constantly and without stopping on this and without pay, I might add. But this keeps me going, and like I say, I'm honored to be here. I'm happy to do what I do and help people and feel like it's a privilege and an obligation I have to the people around the world.
Mary, can you share with the listeners the basic facts that consumers need to know?
There's so much information out there. We're starting to see that aspartame is being pulled from many products, but in the same token, we're starting to see propaganda, which is basically glorifying how great these chemicals are when the science is there.
When I see these reports that glorify the sweetener, I feel like we've done our job, because it's in response to our truth that's out there that we have created and put together in the form of a toxicology source book, Deadly Deception, Story of Aspartame. And I think they're running scared in a way. The profit margins are shrinking. And I don't take great pleasure in that. You know, I think if somebody has a good product, they should make money off of it. This is not a good product.
No, it certainly isn't. But what are some of the things that consumers need to know as far as different products they should avoid, as well as some of the names that aspartame goes by?
Yes, it's morphed into more than just NutraSweet and Equal now. It is Neotame, which is the new aspartame, 13,000 times sweeter than sugar, and much more dangerous because it contains a toxin called dimethylbutyl, which aspartame is toxic enough with all the breakdown products it has in it, but then they went a step farther because of the patent process. The patent on aspartame ran out in 92, so they had to, in order to make money for the company, find a new product. So they did, and Neotame is its name. Other names that they have chosen to call aspartame, the aspartame formula, might be Canderel in Europe and the rest of the world, Advantame, Amino Sweet is another name for it, Twin Sweet is a name for it. I think in South America there's a Natra Sweet. In other countries and other places around the world, it's called different things, but it's still toxic as ever. And now, June, the thing that consumers need to realize is that aspartame and Neotame are being blended even with sugar at times. There is a sugar on the market which is lower calorie. It's called light sugar, and it's sold to commercial bakeries. And so baked goods can contain it without having it on the label. And people should just be aware. You should let your grocer know you want more organic stuff and not stuff that's sweetened with a sweetener. Like I've done, I've gone to my grocer and I said, look, we've got to get more organics in here on the shelves. And he said, well, I don't know. But it's happening. Thank goodness, because that's what we need, is an unpolluted food supply. We've got to all be advocates for real food, grown responsibly, no pesticides, organically created and not chemically created. So that's what I tell consumers. Do be an informed consumer. Don't believe everything you hear and read, because media has been bought off by their sponsors. I mean, look who sponsors the news and the media. It's all the diet products. So they're not going to bite the hand that writes their paycheck. We found that out a long time ago. So be an informed consumer, know what aspartame is, talk about it. Get this issue out there and don't hide it. If you have a friend who's got symptoms, say, well, how much sweetener are you using? You need to know about this, because this can cause those symptoms like MS, like leukemia, like lymphoma, lupus. Vision problems, hearing problems, migraine headaches. It causes 92 symptoms, including seizures. Four different kinds of cancer originally in the lab test, June. Brain cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and pancreatic cancer. Now think about those four things alone. They're almost epidemic today. And now we're just scratching the surface of how it creates obesity. and people who are using it under false pretenses as a weight loss product, they're being tricked by the company into thinking they're going to lose weight. It's just the opposite. It increases your cravings for carbohydrates. It makes people fatter. Most people lose weight when they go off aspartame, which is a lovely side effect of having that happen. So be aware, be an advocate for good food, unpolluted food. Work with an organization like ours that's fighting as hard as we can to keep the food supply safe and natural and keep people out of harm's way. That's all we want.
Thank you, Mary. It has been such a pleasure having you back on the show to share your journey with our listeners. Could you just take one moment and remind our listeners what your contact information is so that if there is someone out there that they know who has been experiencing the adverse effects of aspartame or other artificial sweeteners, they can do something about it?
That would be great. Yes. Anybody who has the symptoms or knows somebody who has or has a question about it, and a pilot, of course, if you want to report a reaction, please email me, marystod@airmail.net. That's marystod@airmail.net. And it's on our website, aspartamesafety.com. as well. So please get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. We have questionnaires you can fill out. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And folks, please check out the companion article that will be made available on theorganicview.com, as well as links to previous interviews that I've conducted with Mary about different aspects of the impact of aspartame. There's such a big need to get this information out there. So by all means, if you do know somebody, have them get in touch with Mary. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, everyone.